Welcome to the Sleeping Outside the Box podcast. I'm your host, Doron Lazarus, integrative sleep coach and founder of the Sleep Coach Academy, where we check in every week with tips and tricks from the latest in the field to be able to allow you to get your sleep, your health, and your life back on track. So let's go ahead and dive in. I wanted to spend a few minutes today discussing my personal struggle with insomnia. And I'm not only telling this just as a story that you can get to know me and see if you relate, but I really think there's a lot of valuable lessons that can be learned, and even just to give people strength and hope that people have gone through this. Unfortunately, sleep issues are a very common thing. And so if anyone out there is struggling with sleep, or you know that they're somebody that's struggling with sleep, you go ahead and share this with them, and I think they're going to relate, and hopefully it's going to give them a path moving forward. So just to kind of share a little bit of my background, I always kind of had a more anxious, tense personality. I was never a great sleeper. I remember as a kid really struggling with sleep on a regular basis, being kind of sensitive to noise and light, tossing and turning a little bit to fall asleep. I mean, it wasn't majorly disruptive, just more maybe annoying. But I kind of got through it, got through my teenage years, like sleeping in as a teenager. And it really wasn't until, I would say, my young 20s, I was newly married. I think I was living in Israel at the time. And there was some kind of stressful life situation. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember feeling very overwhelmed and tense and anxious on a given night, and I had a hard time falling asleep. But that really wasn't the insomnia. That was just kind of situationally based. It was really the anxiety that ensued after that really kind of spiraled into a monster and into a very serious situation. That night that I couldn't sleep, this wave of panic, dread, and doom filled my mind. And it says, oh my gosh, Jerome, what happens if you don't sleep tonight? What happens if you don't sleep tomorrow night? What happens if you never sleep again? And those thoughts, this catastrophization of the situation, became overwhelming. Even though it was completely illogical, your mind started trying to figure out, oh my gosh, what happens if I don't sleep? How did I ever sleep? How does anyone force themselves to sleep? What is this, and how do I get past it? And lo and behold, that was a very poor night of sleep. But it wasn't just that night. This had now morphed into a constant worrying and a frenzy in my body and mind about what was going to be that night. Was I going to fall asleep? Was I not going to fall asleep? What did I do if I didn't? And lo and behold, the process continued. And they ended up starting on sleeping pills just to get a few hours of sleep. And the harder I try to sleep, the more that this anxiety and the wakefulness pursued. I didn't want to be on sleeping pills. I was the most clean-cut guy. I never took drugs in my life. But this is my only option. So I thought, you know, there must be another way. I'm going to go speak to my doctor. So I booked in with my GP, and I went there, and he looked me in the face. He says, Daron, why don't you just chill out, relax, and go to bed? And I remember being filled with such frustration and anger, and I'm not typically an angry person, but I wanted to hit the guy right in the face because it was just such an insensitive, frustrating comment that your healthcare provider, who's supposed to understand, totally didn't get it. As if it was up to me whether I could chill out and go to sleep, and if it was, I would certainly do so. The fact that I had to beg and plead with him to get a new stock of sleeping pills was embarrassing and degrading enough. And obviously, he was not going to be the long-term solution for my problem. So I thought, you know, okay, I got to go to therapists. I mean, this is obviously seems to be like a mental health condition. I remember even Googling it at the time, and I had a background from UCLA in psychobiology. I knew all about the human mind, neuroscience, but nothing prepared me to actually deal with my own anxiety and insomnia. So I Googled insomnia and found out that according to Google at the time, it was a disease that had no known cure. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, my life's over. I've contracted the disease of insomnia, and there's no way to cure it. Am I going to be struggling with this for the rest of my life? What does that mean for me, for my health, for my family, for my career? Those constant thoughts plagued my being. It was very hard to focus on anything else in addition to the fact that I was so chronically exhausted. So I asked around about who were good therapists in the area. It was a very embarrassing thing for me, who had the outward signs of having everything all together and putting my outward face of confidence, to now have to put down my ego and admit that I didn't know everything and I was half going crazy and I needed to see a shrink. So I went to a therapist, and we talked and talked and talked, and he charged a lot of money. And my sleep didn't get any better, and I went back a few times to that therapist, didn't get any better. So I figured maybe it's a therapist problem. I need to go to a different therapist. So I got a different recommendation, went to a different therapist. Nice people, charged me a lot of money, but my sleep didn't get any better. And that's when this real point of despair and doom set in. It's like, oh my gosh, no one knows how to deal with this. I've been to doctors and therapists. My father's a doctor. I have this background in psychology and neuroscience, and I don't think there's any hope for me. And that is a very scary, lonely, depressing feeling for anybody to endure. No one really understands what you're going through. People try to help, but they don't really understand, well, why can't you sleep? Is it a medical situation? Something go wrong? Is something bothering you? Are you stressed out? And people make kind of well-meaning comments, but many times it actually makes the situation worse. So this continued, and I was on sleeping pills every night trying to figure out how to get off of them to no avail. I remember walking around my neighborhood one night just looking up at all the other apartments trying to figure out why the whole world around me seemed to sleep fine, but I was so unfortunate to contract this disease called insomnia. So a few weeks into this, I realized I had to do more. This is really just as the internet was coming about. I went on Amazon and I found a book. It was by Sasha Stevens, The Effortless Sleep Method. And first of all, it was just very helpful to see, like, oh my gosh, this is actually a normal thing. There are real people, smart, intelligent, analytical people who go through this. That was comforting. And then she had a path forward. She had some advice. And I was skeptical, and I was doing it all on my own, but I tried it, and it really worked. I'm a very disciplined person, as most people who struggle with insomnia are. And so I put my mind to it, and I was very conscientious about the exercises. And lo and behold, within a few weeks, my sleep was back. I was sleeping well. I was pill-free. And I really felt this incredible sense of relief that this beast, this monster that I had to face, had gone past me. But the story's not over there, because I was so excited with my sleep knowledge that I kind of worked on helping others. And then a few years ago, when I decided to launch my business, I decided to become a sleep coach. I thought, you know, I had this background, I had this experience, this knowledge, this passion, I'm going to do this. And I thought I kind of knew everything because I'd done it myself, and I had read Sasha Stevens, and I had studied to be a certified sleep science coach, and I had studied CBTI. I was going to be amazing. And I remember signing up a client not too long into my career, and she had a very high level of anxiety, and I was throwing all of the tips and techniques at her, but lo and behold, she was not getting any better. In fact, she was getting worse. And not only professionally was this very frustrating, trying to help this young mother get some sleep, but personally, I had this second shockwave that ran through my system and says, Daron, what if it happened again to you? I mean, if you can't cure her, maybe you couldn't cure yourself either. And lo and behold, that sent me down a rabbit hole. That was the first time in my life I ever had a panic attack. And if you've ever had one, I know how overwhelming and challenging and debilitating it can feel. So it sent me down my second rabbit hole. Not only did I feel like I was now worse off than ever, because now I had these clients to help, and I was a sleep coach who couldn't sleep, and I almost knew too much for my own good, and I was trying all the techniques on myself, but they weren't working. You could imagine how doubly and triply frustrating that was. So at this point, I said, Daron, you got to figure this out. God gave you the ability to solve problems and to heal people, including yourself, and you're not going to give up until you do. So I went on a journey. I realized that there's a lot more to mental health and sleep coaching than I was taught. I started doing research, and I trained, and I learned more, And I took on mentors and gurus and humbled myself to say, you know what? As much as I prided myself as an expert to know everything, maybe I don't. And I really had to learn under a lot of people, a lot of different approaches to really formulate everything, to put it together, and to help myself, and to understand the inner workings of the subconscious mind. I ended up studying hypnotherapy under eight different experts. And it was a challenge because you assume that everyone, I was just waiting for that final tool that they're going to figure it out, and then everything's going to be over, and I'm going to be the perfect professional, the perfect sleeper, and the perfect mental health. And it didn't happen that way, and it rarely does. It was not a linear process. It was something that really took time, perseverance, patience, being open to learning at every stage in the process, open to making mistakes and struggling as well. That I really feel such an incredible blessing that amidst that struggle, I was given tremendous insight and knowledge and understanding of my own sleep issues, my own mental health issues, and to be able to then go out and help myself and help others. And I think that I'm sharing this story because I want anybody, whether you're struggling with a physical health issue, as I have in the past, a mental health issue, or sleep, I want you to know that you should never give up hope, that there are solutions out there. And even if other people have told you that there's no hope, really believe in yourself and believe in your ability to persevere and to push forward and to search and to seek. And also to trust your intuition. And it can be very intimidating because sometimes you'll meet professionals, well-meaning professionals, but with lots of degrees and letters after their name and years of experience, and they're telling you one thing, but your intuition tells you the other thing. And take everything with a grain of salt. Don't believe everything that professionals say, especially when they're maybe trying to put you on pills and more pills, and they're just telling you that you have to keep plugging away with the pill situation, and then you're finally gonna get better. But that's not what I believed, and that's not what my clients believe. And so to really trust your intuition, recognizing this is your health, your life, you're in charge, you're given one shot to make the best of this. And don't necessarily surrender to somebody else, even if they do have a lot of experience. Ask questions, think critically, get a second opinion, and push forward. And the last take-home lesson that I would recommend is really to get to the root cause. Don't try to put a band-aid on the situation. Don't try to just circumvent it, run around it. Really understand that your sleep issue or any mental health or physical health issue has a root cause. And yes, there are cures and there are solutions that can help you move forward. So I hope this was helpful. It gives you strength. Feel free to share it and continue persevering on your own journey of health. This has been Doron Lazarus with the Sleeping Outside the Box podcast. If you're interested in learning more about how to solve your sleep issues once and for all, or to become an integrative sleep coach and help those around you, go ahead and check out our website at sleepcoachacademy.org. There you can learn more details and fill in an application if you're interested in any of our services. Sleep well, and we look forward to seeing you in the next edition